Jonah chapter 1. The Lord spoke to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Go up to Nineveh, that great city, and speak against it, for the wickedness of the people has come up before me." So you see, God notices absolutely everything, including the level of wickedness amongst those who are not even his people, people who are Gentiles. His sensitivity is absolutely amazing. But Jonah went in the opposite direction because he wanted to get away from Yahweh. So he went down to Joppa, where he found a ship going to Tarshish. He paid the fare and went down with the crew into the boat to sail to Tarshish, where he thought he would be away from the Lord. Now, can you ever get away from God's presence? There's a psalm that says, "Where shall I go, or where shall I run to get away from your presence?" And Jonah actually later alludes to this when he's inside the big fish. So you can know the Bible, as Jonah, as a prophet, definitely knew that psalm, and yet you can act exactly the opposite. And he may have had this idea that God was basically only operating in Israel. Well, of course, that's not the case. But those people in those times thought that each local area, each country, each town had its own God. Well, this is the great significance of David saying that the God of Israel, Yahweh, is the God of all the earth. He doesn't just operate in Israel. So he thinks that he can go to Tarshish to get away from the Lord. But the Lord sent a strong wind on the sea, and the storm was so strong that the ship was about to break up. The sailors were terrified, and they were screaming out to their gods for help. And then, in order to try to get themselves out of the problem, they threw even the cargo overboard. But Jonah had gone down into the bottom of the ship and was sound asleep. Now, although Jonah was wrong in how he behaves here, he was also, we could say, a type of Christ. Because a man sleeping during a storm with everybody else so desperately worried, and then the storm suddenly being ended, this clearly looks forward to what happened to Jesus when he was in the storm with the disciples on the boat on the Lake of Galilee. So the captain came to him and said to him, "Rise up, you sleeper, what are you doing sleeping? Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will be able to help us and save our lives." But the sailors said to each other, "Let's cast lots to find out who is to blame for this storm." They did so, and Jonah's name was drawn out. So they might have had sticks, like ice cream sticks, and put everyone's name on each stick and then jumbled them up, and then somebody picked it out. Now, people in those times were very superstitious, and they believed in this sort of thing very strongly. So anyway, Jonah's name is drawn out, and they said to him, "Now tell us, what are you doing here? Which country are you from? Who are you by nationality?" "I'm a Hebrew," Jonah replied, "and I worship Yahweh, God of heaven, who is the creator of the land." And they were all thinking, "If only I could get to land, who's the creator of land and sea." And Jonah admitted to them that he was running away from Yahweh. The sailors were terrified and said to him, "This is a great sin that you've committed." Now the storm was getting worse and worse. So the sailors asked him, "So what should we do to you to stop the storm?" Jonah replied, "Throw me into the sea and it will be calm for you. I know that all this is my fault." But the sailors didn't want to do that. They rowed very hard to try to bring the ship to the shore, rowing with all their strength, but the storm only got worse and worse. So they cried out to Yahweh, "O Yahweh, we beg you, don't lay the guilt of this man's blood upon us. You, O Yahweh, are responsible for this. It is all of your doing." So they picked Jonah up, and they threw him into the sea, and immediately it was calm. And the sailors feared Yahweh, and they offered a sacrifice to him and made vows to him. Yahweh commanded a large fish to swallow Jonah, and he was inside the fish for 3 days and nights. So, these people, these sailors, start to talk about the word Yahweh, which is the specific name for the God of Israel, the one true God. So you do wonder whether they were actually brought to God by these bad things that had happened. And so often it's like this, that people go through bad experiences to bring them to God. Now, one of the themes in Jonah is the way that God deals with animals. He commands this great big fish. And later on, he creates this shade tree to grow up over Jonah when he's sitting outside Nineveh. And then God creates a tiny little worm to just eat that shade tree and make it wither and die. And God actually concludes the book by saying to Jonah, shouldn't I have compassion on Nineveh? Because there's not only lots of people in it, but also lots of animals. So you see God's active, ongoing relationship with the natural creation. He spoke, and there was a wind that came. And he does this sort of thing all the time. God is active. You've only got to open your eyes and look out at the natural creation, and you will see God. And there is God. His presence is not far from every one of us. And he's doing these amazing miracles that he does in the natural creation all the time. So God is not far away, and he can be trusted upon because there's evidence for him in that sense all around us.